Good morning. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ari Burnick. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on October 22nd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday morning, October 21st, there was more than 50 people lined up at 9 a.m. at the Evanston Civic Center. Early voting is open there until November 4th. Here's what you need to know about early voting in Chicago. According to the Chicago Board of Elections, early voting is available in all 50 wards, so just head to the location that's most convenient for you. Sites are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. until November 4th. In other Illinois news, Governor Pritzker spoke at the Chicago Quantum Exchange Summit, a two-day event centered on new tech and research. He emphasized how quantum science is on an accelerating timeline, quote, and highlighted the state's commitment to supporting it. This push is backed by legislation the governor signed, which dedicates funding and resources to these advancements. Shifting to national news, a big question floating around is the legality of Elon Musk offering cash incentives for people to sign a petition, quote, in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms, end quote. People are being paid to refer others and sign, and every day until Election Day, Musk is randomly awarding $1 million to a petitioner from a swing state. This raises questions like, is this legal, and what effect could it have on the electoral process? That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ari Burnick. Please be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.